What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video titled, Feminism Was Created to Destroy the Black Family. I wouldn't say that's why it was created, its intentions, but I will say it has helped or assisted in destroying the black family. Before we get into that, though, let's give you a word from Dizzle.
That lit, that slap, and it's that one, that hey, everybody talking about Dizzle new drink, they like, that's that turn, that lit, that slap, and it's that one,
they like you can Dizzle too. Dizzle's a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's beverage, must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Arkansas being the number one selling state for Dizzle right now. I don't agree with this title, Feminism Was Created. That wasn't intentions, but it has assisted in the long run. But let's hear what they got to say in this video.
Men, and they still have not found the father.
This is what we talk about, accountability, right? Because the modern woman would prefer to lie than take accountability. So with the Amber Heard Johnny Depp case, she preferred to lie.
And let me chime in, and they want to try to probably make every last one of these guys try to pay child support until they find out which one is it. That's crazy. Let's go.
Than to be seen, because I've always said that women have a perception, right, that they want to keep up. They want to be seen a certain way.
Okay? Our image.
And so what it is that for women, image is all of is everything, right? And so with Amber Heard, she didn't want her image to be destroyed. With the women that go on the Maury show, and I'm telling you, they go crazy. He should have been doing this before the DNA test comes out, by the way. They're going before crazy the because test. What? They're trying to keep an image, right? The problem is, the reason why MTR was talking about, okay, DNA test should be mandatory. The reason why they won't do it is because women's image would be destroyed. Women want an image in this society, and their image is going to be destroyed. So what they would prefer to do is lie, because there are many people, most people, believe that women are quite innocent, believe that they're the ones that are always a victim, right? What will happen is their image will be destroyed and they'll be seen for who they are, and they don't want it.
And let me chime in. There's a lot of women out there that lie and say the kid is a certain man's kid when it's not, when they know it's not, or when they don't have any idea who's the father. And you basically handcuff that man into raising a kid that's not his. You pretty much stripped him of any choice in his life, you know, by lying. Because as soon as you lie, they automatically, she could just file for child support and all this and that and the third. And the court system's automatically going to believe, especially if he's, you know, he signed his name on the kid's birth certificate and he was lied to about the kid being his. I mean, I guarantee there's probably thousands and thousands of dudes raising kids that are not theirs. They thought was their kid, and the woman basically got knocked up by another man, or she had multiple partners and she just picked, you know, one to put it on him to say it was his.
And here's the thing. I'm gonna make one point. One of the things that I learned in doing content in this space is, like, when I think about, like, the reason that feminism is where it is right now and the ideals as what it is that it's all a power play. It's all about power at the end of it, at the beginning of it, and at the end of it. It's about power. Why would you consistently want to be a victim? to act like you are a victim in a society and talk about this patriarchy and talk about you're in this oppression when you're in the freest, cleanness, lack of poverty, lack of homelessness, lack of, and the most abundant version of that society that has ever existed in the history of mankind today. What rights do you not have that I have? But that's what we've convinced them today, as if it actually exists. So they think they could just get away with the privilege of not being accountable because of all the structures that are put into place. One thing you guys mentioned before earlier was about Maury. Think about the concept of Maury. This is why so many women today are incapable of understanding.
I like what he's about to say about it. I never really thought about this until he breaks it down. And when you think about it, it goes along with some of the, something I posted where I said women are praised for not wanting to be mothers, but men are shamed if they don't want to be fathers, which is such a double standard and hypocrisy. Let's keep it moving.
Understanding the word accountability when they look at the different structures within our society today. The concept of Maury is she can test 6 to 10 men, but she'll never get booed, ever.
She gets clapped.
She can come out up on stage and never get booed, but they'll boo all 6 of the guys, even if they were never the father. They'll boo every last one of them. Yeah.
That's called a double standard. Let's keep it moving.
As a young boy, I'm sitting here watching this shit like, damn, men ain't shit. Men ain't shit. And that's the shit that I was looking at the content. Men ain't shit.
And that's what they were trying to do. Hold up. Damn, I think the volume went down. That's what they were trying to do is portray men as not shit.
It goes so deep at what we've been conditioned to believe in.
But you know,
that's why. Hold up. That's why there's so many women today that are just incapable of seeing behind the trees. They just don't see it. They literally don't see it. They're blind to it. But they were conditioned to be blind to it. Because it makes them a better consumer.
So,
but you know what, MJ, sorry to cut you, right? But you know what happens when they do get found out to be lying? They get consoled.
No, oh, they run off.
Oh my God, I got
they run off and scream.
Don't worry. They run off and scream.
I got so many stories about this.
And everyone's like, it's okay. So what it is that there's no accountability. Me and MJ.
So basically what it said, it's okay for her to spread her legs for 6 different ding-a-lings. But, you know, it's not okay for 6 different ding-a-lings to try to want to get with her when she spreads her legs. You know, it's such a double standard, such a hypocrisy. And it was a conditioning, trying to shame men. And, you know, to be honest with you, I really don't see, I'm not one of those people in the manosphere, like, world that thinks, like, you know, women lose value the more they sleep with. And they, you know, I don't think like either way, I'm fine either way because I'm a laws of nature guy. And I think we're just supposed to procreate. And we're not necessarily supposed to procreate with just one person our whole life. Nobody else no other species on the planet procreates with just one, you know, like, no dog just procreates with one other dog its whole life. Or only that only happens when a person intentionally is breeding dogs together. You know, that's typically how that happens. You know, like out in the wild, no animal is only breeding and procreating with just one other animal its whole life. It's multiple partners. So this idea, like, I'm kind of with Nick Cannon on this. Like, this is just a man-made philosophies. Like, either way, it's just procreating to me, you know. I will say this, though. Like, when you apply man's laws and rules and values and morals and thoughts to it, it is a double standard to shame men. The men are more because, you know, none of them know who's if they're the father. And then we're going to celebrate the woman that doesn't know if any one of the six guys are the father. I mean, such a double standard.
Y'all know, right? If a guy does something and it's wrong and it goes tits up, there's an accountability there, right? There's accountability right there. Women get consoled. They get muddle-cuddled. They get told that it's okay. Don't worry about it. So then she does what? She goes and does it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she never learned the lesson. There was no real consequence.
Exactly.
If she's consoled by men and women.
Men and women. Well, exactly.
There's always a bailout. I mean, even the church. I mean, it tells men to date born-again virgins.
Okay.
Can I say this on Maury, even if you watch it?
You believe that? Thank you, Pearl. The church actually tells born again virgins. Like they could lose their virginity all over again. Like, what are we talking about here? That's crazy.
The women will run. They will go. Automatically, the woman is cheered when he comes out, and all these men are booed. She will run off the show, screaming and crying, going crazy. And Maury will chastise the man. That child still needs a father. She didn't mean it. You know, you should still be nice to her. But if the man is like, but if the man says, that's not my child, I'm not going to, they shame him. Boo. And it's going to be that. What do you think about that? Like all of this that we've said. We've said a lot. I'm sorry.
You had a thought earlier. I'm just going to let you go really quick.
My thought.
Before she comes in, as the laws of nature guy, let me chime in. You know who doesn't see their fathers doesn't even see their fathers one time in their lives mostly? Every other species on this planet except people, except humans. Cats, dogs, most of them don't even ever see their fathers. And their mother is only in their lives for a very, 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 very short period of life. Not no 18 freaking years. Or we got to have our mothers and fathers in our lives. Some of us for longer than 18 years.
So what's the solution, right? Like men talk about, we want to be forward focusing. We want to reach a goal. We want to end the solution, right? And so back to the proposal earlier, it's the 5 to 10% of men, right? We've all agreed that men should be leading, right? But men have taken a passive seat to allow women to, the platform has switched. Women are being men. We're out here in the street.
Have they taken a back seat, or is it just a lot of women, they want to be boss bitches? You know, you can't have two kings in the kingdom. You know, there isn't two store managers. There's just one. Everybody underneath them is like, you know, swing manager, shift manager. Now you might have a general manager over 4 or 5 stores. You know, but you got one store manager. There isn't two head coaches. There's just one. There's assistant coaches, and that's the problem. A lot of women, they think they could be two head coaches and two kings in the household. No, there's a head coach, and you could be assistant coach. King, and you could be queen, you know. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. And then there is a lot of men just, you know, bitch made taking the back seat, turn it. A lot of kings acting like queens. There's a lot of that too.
And we're doing what we're doing.
Women who are
we
chose to be, but we chose to do that.
So
whose fault is it? The men or the person making the choice? We made the choice to sleep around.
Let's be clear, though. Where did that come from? Because back in the day when men were leading?
We're in control of sex. They're in control of relationships.
Okay, so,
you know, people always be like, where does that come from? Where does that stem from? Why can't it just be like the new trend? Why can't it just be like how people are today? Like times have changed, and people chose to change. A lot of people chose to follow this trend, this new norm, as they call it, and they don't want to take accountability for following this new trend or this new norm.
Where did that come from? It came from a lack of fathers sitting their daughters down. To her point, she brought up a very good point. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, this 80% of women had men, what do you mean why?
But why?
Wait, so hold up. So the man has to teach the boy how to be a man. And he's also got to teach his daughter how to be respectful, you know, is it that the mother's job to teach her daughter not to whore around and hoe around? You know, I'm a strong proponent. Unless the, if the, when you got two parents in the household, the woman probably should sit down, the females, and talk to them about the birds and the bees, and the man should talk to the boy about the birds and the bees. Or y'all could do it together. You know what I'm saying? Unless there's one parent in the household where they just take on the full responsibility of the birds and the bees conversation and things of that nature. But yeah, I'm hearing a lack of accountability.
Yeah, because there's incentive structures in place that allow women to take the father out of the home with no consequence. And women chose
historically,
to do,
absolutely.
And women in the last 100 years or absolutely. Since the 60s.
Yeah.
So again, women chose to do that. We didn't have to take those structures up.
Okay. So we kind of were forced to. That's another.
That's bullshit. They were not forced to. They chose. This is the thing. Yes, the rule said, if you want to get these governmental assisted programs, you can't have a man in a household. But you chose to say, okay, I'll go with the money and not have a man in a household, but then get upset when there's not a man in the household. Because that's the thing. When we live in amongst, when we start living in society, like big cities and things like that nature, there has to be rules and regulations and laws in order. If not, then we're all victims. We're all victims.
No, we were not, ma'am. No.
We were not forced. We were not. You weren't going to get a check if your husband was in the house and you had to provide for him and the kids. We absolutely were forced to take the government.
That's a false narrative. That's a false narrative. First,
paint me the real one, please.
No, because I will back it up. So if we go back into this, it is third wave feminism that actually caused this. And we talked about it earlier. I was talking to Pearl about it, about Cosmopolitan magazine and how they actually it made money to create in the Black family structure specifically, because this is where the problem really lies. Yep. in the world and in the U.S. I will say, I don't know how it is in the U.K. But our family structure, they purposely destroyed our family structure because it made them money. We can go into even government welfare, government cheese. There was a surplus of farmers having cows. They needed to make money. Government grants somebody needed to get this cheese. So to get this milk, get the food that they had a surplus in, or it would go rotten and these farmers would not make money. This is layered upon layers of layers that were systematic. So absolutely. To say we did not have a choice, we chose greed. We chose a bag over a man. We chose to not have our children. We would rather have a bunch of money than have our children have a father in the home.
So we're not saying
no one showed. No one. No. You have to know the history. This is
I'm
proven
speaking
fact.
History.
No,
men
this is proven
not
fact.
The numbers show that her disagreeing is wrong. It's still that way to this day. It's still that way. And I agree with this chick. Like, feminism is not really a good thing. Because, they attached it to the civil rights movement. Because they convinced, white entitled women convinced the civil rights movement that they're fighting for the same thing. Then they convinced Black women that the civil rights movement and the feminist movement was the same thing. So come on board with the feminist movement. They've attached feminism to every movement you could think of, with civil rights, gay rights, transgender rights, anything. They say it's the same thing, but it's not the same thing. You know, and women have chose this path. They've chose this path. You know, you chose, that's the thing. I am single and self-employed, and I really don't have time for a relationship. I got time to promote music every day. I got time to podcast every day. I got time to promote Dizzle every day. I got time to build my clothing apparel every day. I got time for my goals and my the things that I'm trying to accomplish in life. You know, that's all I really have time for. I'm not built for a relationship, but a lot of women have chose to go the same path as me. And I can tell you right now, my path is a warrior's path. It's a solitary path. It's you're alone. You're on a road by yourself, no turning back. Yeah, like these women have chose the same path as me. And, you know, they act like they were forced it. Nobody forced me to stay on this path that I'm on. I could have decided, you know what, I'm just working a regular job, find me a female, try to settle down, have a wife, have a kid. But that's not me. That's not the path I chose. And too many women have chose the Paul Pickett path. It was your choice, you know? And this is a lonely path. This is a warrior's path. This is a solitary path, you know? Let me hear this last little bit.
To work and provide for their that's families, we were false. Forced to take that's the false. Government check.
That's false.
They couldn't stay
that's
in the
false.
House if they were there.
That's false.
Then how were they going to feed the
that's
children?
False.
And where was
the children
from?
Were fed. Women were greedy
because
they
it was coming
to be,
from the government.
No, let's
but
get
if the
this
husband
clear.
Was home, he
black
wouldn't be employed.
Women, black women
so
wanted to be.
That's see her. Yes, those rules were in place, but you still have a choice. This is the problem I have. Anytime somebody says, I had no choice, or we had no choice. Bullshit. You just made the wrong damn one. That's it. You just made the wrong damn one. You made one that you regret in the long run. Because guess what? A lot of white women could have took the same choice, the same path, but they didn't. This is a culture thing. A lot of Hispanic women could have took the same path, but no, man. That's why I think Hispanic women in America probably the best when it comes to, you know, following the traditional relationship, you know, traditional family structure and things of that nature, you know, and they seem to treat their men a lot better. They don't seem to just put them down and talk shit about them, you know?
Like white women in the Cosmopolitan magazine, the woman who ran, who started Cosmopolitan magazine, the main editor, she is now a Catholic and she repented from what she did. She said we were teaching women because we wanted all women to feel that we had a gripe with white men. And so, this is public knowledge. You look it up on YouTube.
She talks about it.
Yes, absolutely. They wanted black women to also be part of their movement and other races because it wasn't enough. The black woman and the black man had to stay together in the U.S. because it was the only way for us to overcome. What they did was with Cosmo, they lied. These were women that would say, you know what? This is a single woman, moved to New York. She's sleeping with different men. She has her life. She has her own money, her education. She's getting these jobs. These women were promoting promiscuity and living a certain lifestyle when they were all married. They were all lying and making up these people because it was supposed to be a fantasy magazine. Mm-hmm. But women were taken as gospel
seriously.
And real.
Talk to them. So
what happened is black women saw the white woman as pinnacle, because we're not going into colorism and all that. That's not what this show is about. But we saw the white woman as what to strive for as black women. We're saying these white women are free. These white women are independent. These white women don't need no man. I don't need mine. He's not doing enough. He's not good enough as a black man, when our entire lives, how we came out of everything we did in the U.S. was through the black man and black woman coming together. So we allowed these women and these corporations who wanted to make money off of our backs, and they knew that we had insecurity about being dark, about being black, and we wanted to strive to the higher societies because white women were seen as the highest. So we think we want to be like white women, get our education, do this, do that, when those women were lying even to other white women. They were lying to us as black women. So then the government stepped in. There's a whole documentaries.
You know what? And that makes a lot of sense, because they say, I think it's more black women in college than almost anything, anybody, you know what I'm saying? Any race or any gender. And then, like I said before, like, white feminists convinced civil rights people, convinced black women, convince gay. They convince all these people that their movements are exactly the same, that we're fighting for the same thing. And this also kind of goes to what Dr. Claude Anderson was saying, because I'm from North Carolina, and Dr. Claude Anderson, you know, his parents owned the first and only Black-owned bus system in the United States, and it was in, I want to say, Wilmington, North Carolina, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and it kind of goes on what he was saying about people chose not to ride the Black-owned bus system because they wanted to ride the white-owned bus systems. So that was a choice, you know, and now there's no Black-owned bus systems to this day, you know, and whatnot. So, yeah, man, she's definitely speaking some powerful information. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.